That's interesting. When you were going into your archaeological studies, especially in your PhD, it seems a lot of it was related to Arctic.
All of it was.
Why was that a...
Well, primarily because when I was in the Air Force, I was stationed here at Unalakleet, and I did some, if you'll pardon the phrase, pot hunting around Unalakleet, and just got interested in it, in the Arctic. Of course, with both Elmer and Bob McKinnon, both Arctic specialists, that was really the only exposure that I had was Arctic. I did do some looking around in New Mexico and West Virginia, but that was minor. Also some in South Dakota. We dug up a great number of burials there when the Owyhee Dam was being built. So that's basic. But I came up here first with the Air Force, mm-hmm. and then came back when Kitty McClellan and I did the work in the Yukon Territory. At the end of that year, we were asked to come in and look at the sites around Healy Lake. We did some testing there. Bill Workman was with us, like I say, Ann Shinkwin. Right off the top of my head. Kotani was later.
I'm kind of stepping back before we go into the Healy Lake, because I understand that was maybe precedence for a lot of sites. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, when you were little and you're in the cornfields, was there anyone in your family that influenced you about looking? So this was kind of a self-motivation.
My dad was still working for Defense Intelligence at the time. My mom was doing some editing and that sort of thing for some books.
USDA.
Yeah, Department of Agriculture. No, the archaeology at that time was strictly on my own. It was interesting just going around the cornfields. I was by myself and just picked up a couple of footlockers full of arrowheads and stone and pottery and things like that.